We're joined now by Odyssey NFL insider Mark Schlereth, host of the Stinkin' Truth podcast. Insider calls are brought to you by Nationwide. For your insurance and financial needs, Nationwide is on your side. Mark Schlereth, how are we doing this first week of the NFL season?
Man, I am doing great. How are you guys doing?
We're good. We're trying to figure out how good the Patriots are going to be doing this season. And I want to start there, get sort of your national perspective. How good could this football team be? How quick a turnaround are some people expecting? Could this be a playoff team, or are the expectations getting a little too high? What do you think?
Well, what's the over-under on them right now in Vegas? What do you guys
have? 8.5 was the number.
8.5.
Yep.
8.5. Wow. Vegas is good, right? They're really good at that. I would, if I was a betting man, which I'm really not because I'm not good at it, but if I was a betting man, I'd take the over.
Oh.
And, you know, I was going through, we were packing up a couple of rooms and redoing some stuff, and I came across a bunch of game balls, and I rolled through these game balls and, you know, just kind of reminiscing about these game balls. And I came across the Jets game ball, and I thought to myself, nobody should get a game ball for playing the Jets, right? Like, nobody should. So you're going to win two against the Jets. And then Miami just doesn't have toughness. Here's one thing about Vrabes, and Vrabel is one of those dudes that when you watch his football teams play, they're not flashy. Like, they're just not. They're just fundamentally sound, and physically they get it done. They will dominate physically. And that's really, to me, what wins. Like, when I start looking at games and I start looking at teams, show me the team that's going to capture and win the line of scrimmage on both sides, and I'll show you a team, regardless of who the quarterback is, that's got a great chance to win on Sundays. And I think that's a big thing about Vrabel-coached football teams. When I have gone to call a game that he has coached, whether it was in Tennessee, when he was coaching as the head coach, I've always looked at that like, man, this dude has got – that's part of what they are. That's part of who they are. And from a toughness standpoint, you're going to be better than the Jets. You'll be better than Miami. You know, the Buffalo Bills, they're a very good and established football team. But, like, you're going to capture the line of scrimmage. You're going to win the line of scrimmage when Vrabel's coaching your football team. And that in and of itself is going to win a lot of games for you. And then I think their schedule, you know, I mean, we don't know exactly what it's going to be, you know, how those teams are going to play. But right now, you know, on paper, I think their schedule is somewhat favorable. So, yeah, I think I'd pound the over on that.
Talking to Mark Schlereth, host of the Stinkin' Truth podcast, also works for NFL on Fox, joining us now here on WEEI Afternoons. Stink, I wanted to ask you this. What happens in a locker room when you have something like what happened with the Patriots last week? Jabril Peppers makes the team, and then a couple of days later, Friday as a matter of fact, after he's introduced to the fans as one of the 53, he gets released, and now there's been a whole brouhaha over the weekend between Vrabel and Jabril Peppers online and on social. So what kind of happens in the locker room when a vested veteran and somebody who people think is going to be a key part of the team gets cut like that?
Well, I mean, ultimately, I think inside a locker room, you know kind of the story, right? What the truth is, you know, what the nonsense is. And then you look at it from the standpoint of, if there was something going on that is inappropriate or something that is an unforgivable sin within a locker room, and the guy was held accountable for it, then you respect the decision of the coach. Like, the worst thing you can do is, as a coach, is to preach, you know, the culture of the organization, and then to say, hey, we're going to do things the right way, and there are going to be rules, and there are going to be consequences for our actions. And then if one of the guys violates those things and you basically just sweep all those things under the rug, then all of a sudden you look at it from a player's perspective and you say, well, our coach is full of crap. And one thing I know about Vrabel, he's not full of crap. Like that. Like, if you had something that was violated that you said, hey, man, this is a fireable offense, and you fired a guy for it, I respect you for it. And I think the locker room, for the most part, you know, you'll always be like, man, that's tough, that's hard. But that's the organization that we play in. And those things were established. Like, culture is no good if you say this is who we're going to be and what we're going to do, and then you only adhere to those things when it benefits you as an organization. And then all of a sudden it doesn't benefit you, you know, and you got to let go of somebody and you decide not to. Well, like, then you lose respect for the people that are calling the shots. And that's the worst thing you can do for your organization. So I don't know that all the inside scoop on that, but I would say that if you're adhering to the rules that you've established and it's a no-nonsense situation, 99 out of 100 players are going to respect that.
Talking to Mark Schlereth here on WEEI Afternoons. Insider calls are brought to you by Nationwide for your insurance and financial needs. Nationwide is on your side. On the left side of the Patriots offensive line, it looks like we're going to have two rookies starting. Will Campbell at left tackle, Jared Wilson at left guard. I believe I saw the note that this is the first time in about 25 years a team has done that. Two rookies on the left side. How worried about that should we be, Mark?
Well, I mean, I would say Campbell, I love Campbell coming out of LSU, studying him. So I thought he was going to be great. It comes down to communication, your ability to communicate and see things the same way. But part of that, when you're young and you're working together, you know, you establish those things together. So I think those things can be a strength as well. There's always going to be learning curves. And the one thing about being a young player, regardless of the position you play, is you don't know what you don't know. You don't know what doesn't work. You don't, like, you find out things while you're playing based on getting your ass kicked playing. Like, that's how you figure it out, right? Like, we have this joke on my crew for NFL on Fox. You never upkick a four-eye. And a four-eye is an inside shade defensive tackle who lines up on the inside shade, inside eye of the offensive tackle. So that space becomes really large. And when you attack it in pass protection, you know, like on a three-step drop, and you're going to go out there and sell out what we call an upkick or a short set, well, it turns your body, and it creates a very short angle to your quarterback. And so you know how I figured out you don't upkick a four-eye? Is I upkicked the four-eye and got my quarterback hit, right? And I'm like, hey, I'll never do that again. So it's always a joke in our crew. Like, the guys don't know what it means, but I said it one time in a meeting to a coach, and now all my producers and directors always go, hey, you know one thing, that guy upkicked the four-eye. You know, they'll say it in my ear during the broadcast, which, and it has nothing to do with what just happened on the, but their reference is, you just can't do that. You know, just, you did something stupid. So, anyhow, that's kind of one of the games we play.
So, obviously, that's going to be a challenge for Drake May. And just overall, Stink, your feelings on Drake May now, you know, will he be a sophomore sensation or possibly have a sophomore slump? And how quickly do you think he'll be able to learn and gain the mastery necessary of a Josh McDaniels offense? I still feel like you kind of need to wait until like middle or late October to see how he's coming along, but be curious to hear what you think.
Yeah, well, I think one thing about Josh is incredible when it comes to the detail and, you know, and obviously nurturing his quarterbacks and getting good play from his quarterbacks. And we saw with Mac Jones when Mac Jones was a rookie. And then, you know, then obviously the decision to move off of that. And I don't know exactly what happened in that realm. But, you know, it's never a good idea when, you know, you have co-offensive coordinators. One was a defense coordinator. One was a special teams coach. So, that never made sense to me. So Josh is really good. He's very detailed. When you talk to Josh, you know, he's got a great passion for it, but a great ability to teach what he wants. And then it just becomes Drake May, who's a smart kid. You guys know, you've talked to Drake May, man, smart kid, just very conscientious, is a hard worker and all those things. So I like all, you know, like, building an offense and understanding that stuff, like, it just is a matter of being able to process information quickly. I'm sure operationally, right off the bat, he'll know kind of what he's doing. And then it's, you know, you'll take some pressure off him because of Vrabel's sense of running the ball and doing all those things. We'll take some of that pressure, create some opportunities in the play action game. So I look at that as building blocks for what Drake May did last year, not like, oh my gosh, you know, we've got, you know, a new coordinator, a new this, new that. I don't get that concerned over that stuff.
Mark, if you're going to take the over on the 8.5 wins, I feel like this is probably a big game to get up to that 9 or 10 wins. The Raiders have a new coach, a new quarterback, some young talent. They're in a transitional phase themselves. How do you see this game sort of as a matchup?
Yeah, I think it's always big. You know, the way you start, especially in today's world where, you know, we do some of those joint practices and then nobody really plays, or you play very limited snaps in the preseason. I think you can gain a real foothold on the league when you have an opportunity to start fast. And so I would look at that as like, hey, man, this is a great opportunity. Start fast with the Raiders. I think these early games, the first 2 or 3 weeks of the season, are incredibly important toward a playoff push, which sounds ridiculous because it's the first 2 weeks of the season. But if you can get a couple of, you know, 1 or 2 wins right off the bat, it sets you up as everybody's still kind of figuring out what they are and who they are, because, you know, that goes deep into 4 or 5 weeks into the season before you really get a good sense of what you can do and what you can't do.
All right, Mark, we're looking forward to the football season starting, and we're looking forward to talking to you each and every Tuesday. So we'll talk to you next week.
Sounds good, guys. Take care.
Yeah, thanks, Mark. Have a great week one, Mark.